Our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the participation of the Holy Spirit be with us all. I will read from Psalm 43, 2, 3, and 4. Great is the Lord. Rejoice in Him. He lives in His own city, on the holy mountain. It rises up high. It is the joy of the whole world. It is like the Zion is like the northern mountain. It is like the great king city. God lives in the palaces. It is its strong security. Dear summer service guest, dear guest of honor, the Helsinki RY, the capital of the country, has worked as the main organizer three times earlier. In 1910, at that time it was called the annual service meetings, was held in the city center of Helsinki in the old church and at the service site at Frederick Green Street. In 1959, the summer services were arranged in the Helsinki Old Sports Center, which is now called the Dölö Sports Hall. In 1988, the summer services did not fit in the Helsinki city anymore. The 70-hectare summer service city was placed in the Nummela Airport. In 25 years, the summer services have grown so much that we could not fit in Nummela. And that is why we have built a city here on the 163 hectares in Rauxala, the largest sports air center. 4 years ago, we signed the rental agreement with the Rauxala Foundation. During the years after, we have got some area from the forest and from private landowners. I thank thee all kindly for the cooperation and the work together from the forest industry, the military sports school, and the municipality of Loppi, the Loppi congregation, and all authorities and all partners, and all you people of Loppi, you air people and summer people. In building this summer service city, it has been planned for 2.5 years. They started to build the city on the 1st of May on the side of the airport, and a few weeks ago here into the center tent area. In preparing and building this summer service site, tens of thousands of voluntary work hours have been done, and there are 10,000 work turns here. We need all of you. Thanks to all you for all the work that you have done and the promises that you have promised to do. Many of the people following the building, you have asked, why all this trouble? Why build such a city for an event of 5 days? That question is familiar for us organizers also. As a matter of fact, we have discussed this and kept this up in our midst. Why is this all necessary? Why do we want to arrange the summer services? Last Saturday, on Midsummer St. John's Day, I sat on the side of this service area on guard. Most of the buildings were already standing, but the field was empty. The summer service city was lacking the people. The birds were singing. The birds were singing to the Creator. With the eyes of my soul, I could see the field full of people, full of God's people. I could see with my eyes. I could see the people of God singing that song of creation, the song of praise. I saw the people that have found the security of God's kingdom, God's city. And that is why the people sing to the Creator, on to the Savior and to the Redeemer. The psalm writer encourages us, "Great is the Lord, praise Him." We want to arrange the summer services for that reason, so that many people can feel the most deepest and the traditional security is God. God has created us. His Son, Jesus Christ, with His suffering, crucifixion, and resurrection, He has prepared us a complete salvation, the forgiveness of all of our sins, and access to eternal life. The Holy Spirit calls us personally through the gospel, enlightens us with His gifts, sanctifies and protects us in the only true faith, as the Evangelical Lutheran Church Book of Confessions, as written by Martin Luther in the Catechism, teaches us. The Holy Spirit connects the children of God into one congregation, into one nation. We arrange these services for that reason, that the Holy Spirit could, through the gospel, call and encourage every listener to believe and to live in that city, which strong security is God Himself. In our summer service program, we have said this in this way. Even at these summer services, it is possible to hear the proclamation of the gospel of God's kingdom and to believe your sins forgiven based on the atonement work of Jesus. The main meaning of the summer services has guided all the summer service preparation work. We have looked at all the different plans and been critical and thought, does each plan serve the basic meaning of summer services? If something does not serve the main purpose or serve some other purpose, we have been brave and changed and looked for new solutions that would serve better the possibility to hear the gospel of God's kingdom and to believe our sins forgiven based on Jesus' atonement work. All in all, the preparation and the building work of the summer services, we have lived through that peace, joy, and freedom that the promise of God's has given in our lives. We have done a lot of work with a joyous mind, even with humor, and above all, we have felt in our hearts the peace of God. Our discussions have been open and free. We have been able to tell our own ideas without fearing anything. This openness and freedom has given birth to a feeling of security and trust between us. Especially we have felt that the Almighty Great God is guiding our preparation according to His good will. In this preparation and building work, we have experienced that God is the strong security of His kingdom, of His city. The psalm writer speaks, gives us a message that God does not live only in heaven, but he also lives here on earth, in his own city, on the holy mountain. As we heard in the bishop's writings, in his sermon, in the old times, God lived in the temples of Jerusalem. In the New Testament, God's city is not built of concrete building blocks, but it is built of living stones, of living people. In the second chapter of Ephesus, the apostle writes, Christ is our peace, dying upon the cross in his own body. He gave atonement between God and man, and he got rid of our enemies. He came to proclaim peace to you that are far away, and peace unto them for those who were near. He has opened us both access to the Father, guided by the same Spirit. You are not foreigners, but you are members of God's family, in the same family of the holy. You are stones in that building, of which foundation are the apostles and the prophets, and where Christ himself is the cornerstone. He joins the whole building together, so that the holy temple is built, and he joins with his Spirit as building stones into God's house, home. The city of God is made up of these people that the Holy Spirit of God has, through the gospel, called and joined as living building stones into the house of God. God's city is not the same as the summer service city, which is built of this normal, regular building materials. The building and the motto of the summer service city, we have wanted to relay the message of God's city that is not visible by human eyes and that cannot be measured by any gauge. We have at the main gate of the summer services, we have wanted to relay the message of God's city, of the openness of God's city. The three arcs that rise high are the security of God. Everyone has free access to this security, and that is why there is no gate and not even a low one. The city of God rises high and is the joy of all the world. The city of God does not restrict anyone out, but it calls all people to come inside and to feel the security of God. This security is above all in the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our peace. Maybe someone with sharp eyes have seen that that on the summer service sign and on the relief on the speaker's temple, on the speaker's pulpit, there is no Christ's picture, but he is here with us. Jesus Christ lives in the hearts of his own. That is why on the service mark and on the facade of the speaker's pulpit, there's a group of people, of regular, normal-looking people. These people are united together, that through the gospel of the Holy Spirit, they have been called, and they have been received the gift of faith. They have received Christ Jesus as their inhabitants. That is why they are dwellers of God's cities. They are stones in that building, of which foundation are the apostles and the prophets, and where Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. The dwellers of God's kingdom city call those through the gospel, all other people, to come into God's city and to own that lasting security in their life. Dear Summer Service guest, Jesus Christ is also your peace. Even today, at these summer services, you have that possibility to hear the gospel proclamation of the kingdom and believe all your sins forgiven based on Jesus' atonement work in his name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all your sins forgiven. You can believe under peace, happiness, and joy. You can believe freely. This gospel of God's kingdom, as owners of this, believers of this, you do not have to feel like a stranger, but you are a member of God's family. The Holy Spirit joins you as one building stone in God's building, the holy temple of the Lord in God's city. You can feel this in your own life, that God lives in his city and is its strong security. The people of God's city are fully sinful people. Because of their sin in God's city, there are many personal insecurities, but we can all trust and believe that Almighty God is our strong security and refuge. We do not secure ourselves in people, but in God. And once, after this life, we hear that invitation to go into that heavenly home city. That city does not need a security or refuge, because there is no insecurity. The revelation of John writes of this city: look at God's house in the midst of people. He lives with them, and they will be his people. God is with them, and he wipes away all the tears. There is no more death, no sorrow, no tears or pain, for all the past is gone. Dear Summer Service guests, in this Summer Service city, during these days, we can be refreshed upon our journey toward our heavenly home city. According to the revelation of John, the heavenly Jerusalem, the dwellers of this city will be of all nations and speak of all languages. In God's city, no one is a guest or a stranger. The kingdom of God, the city of God, is open for all nationalities and all languages. And this row of flags at the Summer Service City, there are 17 flags, tells us this. We do mission work to all these countries. In this Summer Service gate, in addition to the Finnish language, there is this motto of us, 9 other languages, that these services are translated in addition to sign languages to 8 other languages. Dear Summer Service guests, on behalf of the Head Committee of Summer Services, I wish to welcome you all warmly to the Summer Services at Loppi. From all around this country and from around the world, welcome to the Summer Service.